Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It is our edge rusher. It is he is a bad man. It's Matthew Judon, live here on Dukes and Bell. Welcome to Atlanta.
Thank you. Thank y'all for having me.
Hey, man. So we were talking about when the trade went down and loved your response saying, look, you know, Falcons don't owe me nothing. I'm here. I'm going to go. Obviously, this is like a contract prove it year all over again for you here.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what I love to do. You know, I didn't get to play last year. You know, I got paid all last year. So it's time to actually go play for some money.
Yeah, the Falcons have had a void at your position, Matt, for a long time. How much pride do you take in being the guy that hopefully comes here and can put up a double-digit sack season?
You know, I don't know what you're talking about, hopefully, but I don't think they have voids. I think they just had some young guys transition into that role. I think AK's an awesome pass rusher. You know, y'all got James, and then y'all got Zoe. So, you know, and that was before I got here. And they can all do the job well. And now it's just to go put it out on tape. You know, go let it fly. And you know, don't be timid. Don't be scared. Like, you're going to get yelled at. You're gonna make some mistakes. But, like, I'll be trying to get and tell the younger guys, like, you know, name one of the greatest players that ever didn't do it their way. Like, it's so many great players that do it their way. If you talk about football, basketball, you know, y'all had a guy named Calais here.
Right.
Right. And he do the high swim, and it worked for him. And you always hear people like, stay low when you do swim, do it tight. It's like, are you going to get your ribs? Like, that. If you great, like, you will find a way to make it work.
It is a Matthew Judon with us, guys, live here in studio. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. You are a guy that has been a pro bowler, and we know we always advocate for the players because you never know when the career is going to go. You get franchise tagged in Baltimore, so I can see why you'd be a little sideways when you're up there in New England.
It was more of just how it was handled more than what was going on. And I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, we all men. You know, we flesh and blood, and you talking to me one way, and then your actions speaking a different way. It's just kind of tough, and so, you know, I just went and talked to them about it, and I think they made the right move for where their organization wanted to go. I don't think me getting traded was a personal thing. I think it was just a business decision. And I'm just happy to be here, land on a good team with a great head coach. Y'all just talk to him, and you see how energetic he is. You see how real he is. You see how he want to attack the game. And, you know, that's how I can get something I can get behind. And I'm not saying, like, I love those guys right up in Massachusetts, man. Like, those are my guys in Foxborough, and I'm always root for them. I'm happy Mayo got his first win, first game as a head coach. All those guys, I still talk to Sticks and all those guys. But, you know, it's a business decision. I'm here now. You got to transition. And so, you know, I'm 110 toes behind at the Atlanta way, the ATL right way. And so this is what we got to do.
Had you heard of Coach Rod's got a pretty good rep around the league?
For sure. I didn't know too much about him. You know, I heard about him. When I got traded here, I talked to somebody that, you know, I might put their word over a lot of people's word in this league, Eric Weddle. And Eric Weddle talked to me about him and just the guy he is. He didn't say nothing about scheme. He didn't say nothing about football. He talked about the person he is and how when Eric went and played for him, what the atmosphere was like, how he coached, how he taught, how he led. And not too much about football. It was just about the man that he was. And so, you know, I took that, I took that tenfold, but it was too late. I was getting traded anyway, so it was too late. But, you know, I'm just happy I had, like, somebody out like that to reach out before I even asked him about him. He reached out to me and was like, hey, this is a good dude. You're going to love playing for him.
All right, 18 points, 6 field goals. A lot of those were over 50 yards. How do you evaluate the defense's performance in week 1?
You know, we got to be critical. We got to be critical. You can't be like, hey, man, we did our job. No, let's get some takeaways. No, let's get a touchdown. Like, however we got to win, and we don't care about the offense. You know, you can't blink because, you know, if you do those standards, and we, at the end of the day, we got to have less points than, you know, that we have. So that's our job, and we got to keep them off the board. So if they get the ball on the 5-yard line, let's turn it over. Let's find a way to get the ball back on the 4-yard line, on our own 4. So instead of, you know, going 3 and out and getting a field goal. So that's how we take it on. But we don't hang our heads on nothing. Like, we're not hanging our heads on nothing. That's one game. Well, we gotta live by it. We gotta get better by it, and then we move on.
It's Matthew Judon with this guy's Pro Bowler here on Dukes and Bell Live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. For guys who don't know your backstory, just real quick, big family. Michigan man, go to a small school. Yeah. If you don't know the story, you're banged up before the combine. You do well in one of those, like, it was the Shrine Game, and you make the decision, like, I'm getting to the combine, whatever I'm dealing with, I'm going to go make an impression, and you did.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was strong back then. I bench pressed 30 times, man. Nice. I think I was the highest in the D-line. I think I'm not looking it up. I think I was like top 5 in every category that we did, with all the runs, all that. And so, you know, even though my family was watching and stuff, and, you know, they was like, man, we didn't get to see you do nothing because all they was talking about was Bosa. They just kept talking about Joey Bosa. They kept talking about Joey Bosa. So, but, you know, it's a lot of guys out of that draft class. You know, Chris Jones, Bosa, Yannick. It's a lot of guys that got some sack production. So, you know, I'm just happy, you know, to be still in the league and got my name mixed up with them guys. Like, bro, I'm so blessed, man. I'm so blessed to come from where I'm coming from and had this much success.
Speaking of power, you're going to have to put that on display. A couple of big athletes in the backfield for Philadelphia and their quarterback Jalen Hurts and running back Saquon Barkley. What's the game plan to attack those guys and limit their damage?
You know, we gotta play sound. You know, with that, you know, it's always tough with a running quarterback. A running quarterback can bleed you for 50-plus yards of rushing, and you don't even account for it. You'd be like, oh, we did good on the run, and the backs didn't have that much. And then the quarterback didn't bleed at you for 50. And so that add on to the running totals. But then Saquon and Gainwell, like, do not leave that guy out, bro. It's a 1-2. And I think everything that Saquon can do, Gainwell can do, and they both sufficient with catching the ball out the backfield, and they both can hit any cut and stop on the dime and do anything. So, you know, we just got to play sound, and we got to tackle, and we got to game tackle. Like, that's not both of all three of those guys, not 1-2, one guy bringing them down easily. You know, you got to keep them in a vice, and one hit the outside, the other hit the inside leg, and then somebody JOP.
And by the way, I know it's a long season, and you guys, as we said, I think most fans felt you guys handled your business on the defensive side. How do you stay even, like, through 17 weeks, man, and not get too high, get too low?
Shoot, me, I just, you know, you just, that got to be the mantra. Like, you got to stay level-headed. It's like, you know, sometimes you might explode. Sometimes you might get hot out there, right. and that's the competitive nature. But when you come back and you watch the tape, somebody, Wink Martindale, used to say, it's never as good as it seems, and it's never as bad as it seems. Like, let's watch the tape and see where these plays hurt us, see where we could get better, and see where we did a good job. Because every play not good, every play not bad. And then some plays, you know, you got to do your 1-11th. I might be on the backside of a run or going the other way, and if they see me crash, and they're going to come right back to that and then run a naked boot or run a boot. And so when it's my turn, I got to be ready. So you just got to stay even keeled.
Well, man, we're glad to have you here in Atlanta. Hopefully we get the dub up there in Philly, man. Glad to have you on the team, man.
Appreciate y'all. And it's my first time on this side of the conference, so let's go get it.
Right on, baby, in the NFC. And no expectations, just we got to get to the Super Bowl. That's Matthew Judon, man, Grand Valley State.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.